It's 5:44 as All Things Considered continues on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Earlier in the week, a Fulton County judge granted a request by attorneys for former Atlanta Public School Superintendent Dr. Beverly Hall to delay her trial because of her health. Jury selection is set to begin in 2 weeks. Hall is battling stage 4 breast cancer and is reportedly undergoing enhanced treatment, making the former APS school chief unable to stand trial right now, so that jury selection will be postponed. Well, today, Hall's attorneys argued another pretrial motion before the same judge, and this time it dealt with some evidence that the state wants to introduce. In fact, some of the very evidence that started this whole thing. WABE's Rose Scott was in the courtroom. She's with us now. Rose, very unusual motion before the judge today.
Dennis, it falls under what's called a Harper motion. And basically, the defense attorneys want the erasure analysis of the Criterion Reference Competency Test, the CRCT, exams, and the testimony from the erasure analysis experts to be omitted from the trial when it eventually begins.
So they're going right back to the beginning. I mean, it was the suspicious erasure rates that started all this. And so why do they want to get rid of this evidence?
Well, for example, according to the defense, the analysis, which reveals a high number of wrong-to-right answers, shouldn't be allowed as evidence because it doesn't necessarily prove cheating, according to the defense. Now, that's aside from those educators who admitted they physically changed answers.
Yeah, we do have those admissions in
addition
to the analysis.
Now, the state called 2 experts today, and defense attorneys challenged these witnesses on everything from how accurate the scanners are that score the exams to detecting actual erasure marks to smudges.
So here's the question, because this would be critical evidence that the defense could get excluded. Were their arguments enough to sway Judge Baxter?
Well, here's his decision.
I find that this, as far as an attack under Harper, this has been a lot of wasted time. This is just well established. It's totally well established that this is the way they do it. And you know, I don't know what this was about, but I deny your motion.
And there's more. This was the exchange between Baxter and defense attorneys after Baxter's ruling.
And also, there's like several hundred eyewitnesses to the cheating that have testified here, that have pled guilty. And I don't know what, I mean, is your aim that no cheating went on?
No,
this is such a flawed sign. It's like voodoo science.
We acknowledge that some cheating did go on, but what they're trying to prove through the erasure analysis is that cheating was extensive. Our basic argument is that Harper does not allow you to introduce evidence that that there is only a possibility of cheating. The state's argument is that they can prove to a certainty that there was a possibility of cheating.
So it sounds as if the judge was not only telling the defense, I'm denying your motion, but he seemed to say, if I understood him correctly, I'm not even sure why you're bringing this argument in the first place.
That would be a good analysis of it. You know, it was a long day in court, Dennis. We started at 10 and you know, we left a little bit after 10. And you know, you have all these pretrial motions, and by law, obviously, you have to argue them. But basically, Judge Baxter did say that, you know, look, unless you can prove that this science, that even how they, you know, reveal the high number of wrong to right, you know, answers, changes, is flawed, you know, you don't have an argument. And Judge Baxter did ask Dr. Hall's attorneys, and this is his words, do you have scientists that say this is BS? And the defense attorney said, yes. And Judge Baxter said, well, where are they? And the defense attorney said, well, we'll have them at trial. So We'll see.
So what now?
Well, there are more motions that need to be heard by Judge Jerry Baxter in the coming weeks. And also, there's still a decision from the Court of Appeals regarding Tamara Cotman, a former regional director who has already been acquitted on one charge.
So at least today, this round went to the prosecution.
if you're keeping score at home.
WABE's Rose Scott has been covering this from the beginning. Thanks so much, Rose.
Thank you, Dennis.
And WABE's broadcast license is held by the Atlanta Board of Education.